Welcome to Talks from the Bible, and ye are Christ, and Christ is God's. 1 Corinthians 3:23. There are blessings that come to those who belong to Christ. The purchased possession of Christ has been forgiven and cleansed from sin. Humanity is flawed by sin. We do not always wish to admit the presence of sin in our lives and the evil effect that sin has. But nonetheless, sin is there. The blood of Christ has the power to cleanse away the evil that sin brings. The announcement of John in the wilderness was, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." John 1:29. All of you who hear this day, behold, this is good news, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. 1 Timothy 1:15. God with abundant grace for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Ephesians 4:32. Even after we have been converted unto Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. Because we have been forgiven, we have been renewed by the converting power of Christ. Part of the conversion process is be renewed in the spirit of your mind, Ephesians 4:23. As the newborn creation of God, we must think differently than in the past. We must think of things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, good report, virtuous, and praiseworthy, Philippians 4:8. Our mind becomes the meditation place of the Word of God, and our spirit the place of doing the will of God. Those who are Christ have been raised from the water of baptism to walk in newness of life, Romans 6:4. Our consolation is, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new, 2 Corinthians 5:17. As Christ was raised from the dead, so we are raised as God's new creation. Life and perspective changes to a commitment to righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness, 1 Timothy 6:11. As those who belong to Christ, we seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, Colossians 3:1-2. We labor for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, rather than the meat which perisheth, John 6:27. As those renewed in Christ, we look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12:2. The passion of our life becomes the kingdom that cannot be moved, whereby we serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, Hebrews 12:28. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.